life today.
Obama on the Hill pushing health care, remembering Pearl Harbor. Did anybody nail the score? Big surprise when it comes to that, our little game that we've been doing on Thursday mornings here on America Tonight. There was maybe a winner. I'm going to tell you later, though. I cannot spoil this, but it's going to be a big surprise. Let me tell you that. Speaking of a surprise, I just can't help myself. One over par on the long holes for Tiger Woods. Now six women say that they've had an affair with the biggest name in sports and certainly in the golf world. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we meet again for the start of yet another exciting week. Healthcare still being pushed around on the Hill. Lots of conversation about whether or not anything's going to get done before the holiday season. And yet another break for the people who represent us, or perhaps they work through the break. Would that not be something? I doubt it. And besides that, Afghanistan on the minds of many after the president laid it on the line saying 2011 sort of was the end date, or was it? And will a surge of 30,000 more troops on the ground in that mountainous region where the Taliban rules, will it actually make a difference? And there is a massive opinion on the timetable thing, on whether the surge will help, and also who's going to pay for the war. Will there be a surtax, meaning you and me pay for this war somehow, some way? Could it be a tax on gasoline? So in the Sunday swirl, that's what we like to call it, where everybody political comes out of the woodwork to jump on the big networks and the cable shows and sound off about whatever the water cooler buzz, and part of it happens to be Afghanistan. So Senator Russ Feingold had his own thoughts saying, you know, the whole surge thing's not going to work.
The Taliban as well in Pakistan, and that will put us at risk because Pakistan, of course, has nuclear weapons.
Well, it's just the opposite. You know, I asked the Joint Chief of Staff, Admiral Mullen, and Mr. Holbrooke, our envoy over there a while ago, you know, is there a risk that if we build up troops in Afghanistan that will push more extremists into Pakistan? They couldn't deny it. And this week, Prime Minister Gilani of Pakistan specifically said that his concern about the buildup is that it will drive more extremists into Pakistan. So I think it's just the opposite, that this boots-on-the-ground approach alienates the Afghan population and specifically encourages the Taliban to further coalesce with al-Qaeda, which is the complete opposite of our national security
interests.
All right, and of course you can hear the familiar voice of George Stephanopoulos. That was from this week. By the way, speaking of being busy, here's a guy who now I guess is going to step in on Good Morning America as well and still do the Sunday swirl, or at least this week anyway, as far as I know, because Diane Sawyer is leaving to take over the evening news, Charlie Gibson retiring on the 21st. Just a little media sidebar there for you for a second. All right. Speaking of the Middle East and Afghanistan, and we're going to dive further into that and more of the opinions, you know exactly how I feel. And, you know, I've said it all along, and here we go again. McChrystal had a certain view of what should happen, and now we have kind of the McChrystal light version of here's what the strategy is. And here's this date, 2011, but is it really an end date? Well, no, it's kind of flexible. And, you know, I mean, it changes with each and every turn. Now, Iran is another country that we have been obviously tackling as to try to figure out what's going on the nuclear side of things. Ahmadinejad couldn't make my more wanted list. He's somebody I wouldn't turn my back on. Well, now you had in Tehran government opponents shouting Allah Akbar and death to the dictator from the rooftops. I mean, it was pouring rain, and there was these demonstrations. And, again, you had students all over the place in a little bit of an uprising. Of course, they were choked off with the Internet access, and they warned any of the people that were in the country working for foreign media to stay to their offices for the next couple of days. Oh, you're an American? Stay in your office. Sorry. Anyway, here's what the deal is. There's this opposition that's starting to build back up. Remember, we saw this obviously with the elections. And what's happening now is this opposition, which is trying to rise up and mobilize as many bodies as possible, because you've got Iran's cleric rulers keeping a massively tight lid on dissent in that country. Gee, are you shocked? So the government opponents are looking for any ways they can to get the word out and to get large numbers of demonstrators to turn out and show that their movement still has momentum. And that's the thing. Everybody was talking about it during the elections, and then it just subsided a couple of weeks later. But they're still there, and they want the world to know somehow, some way, hey, we're still not happy with what's happening. We're here, and we're not going to be silent. We still have legitimacy because we don't like what's happening in our country, and we're going to continue to uprise. And most of them are the students. They've been the big supporters of the opposition movement, and this happened, of course, and disrupted the elections. So you've had these campuses where they've had these arrests and student expulsions, or trying to smoke all these guys out or girls out. You know, both sexes, I think, are pretty active in this movement. And even with that heavy pouring rain, see, this is about freedom, the freedom that all of us enjoy and we talk about so often on America Tonight. That's why I always say this. You can be as left as you possibly want to be, somewhere in the middle, conservative, whatever. It's about being active, because we, the people, are the government. So you can dial these digits anytime, whether you agree, disagree on what I'm saying or what anybody's saying that's calling the show. Feel free to do that, because we don't want to shut anyone out of the conversation. 800-259-5791. These people are being shut out, so they're forced to and don't care. They don't care what comes down on them, whether it's lightning or rain that you can't even see in front of your face. They're willing to risk it and jump on the rooftops and, you know, scream whatever they can scream to try to get notice. If you remember, the protest is very similar to one of the anti-Shah movements of the late 70s. It was like 1979, the Islamic Revolution. And then, of course, it was revived in the days and weeks at the time after the elections were ripped apart. And so these kids are trying to do the same thing. It's not all university students. There are others involved, too. But will it really make a difference in Iran? Will anything change in that culture? Will anything change with the politics of what's happening there? I think there are more demonstrations. I think the more that they draw attention to themselves, probably a much bigger chance that their voices won't fade into the background. All right, we're not going to fade into the background here on ATM. We're just getting warmed up. In fact, we've got a couple of great guests coming up on the show, including Robert Siciliano. He's coming up next to talk about security. These days, it's so easy to lose your identity. I mean, no joke, I've known a handful of people that it's happened to. I thought it was going to happen to me a couple of weeks ago. He's a security consultant, so we'll chat with him around the bend. Then Scott Fox from Internet Riches, he's got a cool thing going on with Twitter. We'll talk to him as well, coming up a little bit later in the hour. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Get past the people, get past the human.
Coming up in sports shorts, Bama and Hook'em Horns. Yeah, you guessed it, Alabama and Texas for all the marbles in college football. Also, pro stuff. Did anybody nail the score? You're going to be surprised by what I have to tell you at the tail end of this hour. But right now, let's talk security with Robert Siciliano. He joins us now. I mean, how do you take care of yourself as far as your personal safety and prevent some of the things that are happening to people, the great giant ripoffs, including the starting with the first base, the your identity being stolen and where you go from there. He's a security consultant for intelligence.com. Hey, Robert, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
That's a great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's intellius.com. Thank you.
Oh, intellius. Okay. Hey, Robert, first of all, how big, I think it's just become bigger, right? It's almost a dumb question to ask you, but it used to be the commercials we would see where the old ladies' identities got ripped off and it was some young stud guy who was in Las Vegas trying to make the point that anybody could steal your identity, but I think it's become that much bigger. You certainly would know better than I. Has it gotten that much bigger?
Yeah, it's about 10 million people every single year are being victimized by this crime. Government agencies could stop this whole thing cold, but they're really not doing anything about it. Not enough about it. You have banks and retailers and others lobbying against all the necessary security to protect citizens, and they're just not doing anything. So in the end, the consumer, the citizen, ends up holding the ball.
Yeah, because they don't want to have to pay for any of that kind of stuff, right?
Well, government essentially is lobbied by special interest retailers, bankers that ultimately can stop this thing cold. But you see, if to stop it cold, it means freezing credit across the board. It means that I can't access your credit, you can't access my credit, retailers, bankers can't access your credit, meaning your credit's frozen. And the only way that anybody can access it is if you give them permission to do so. See, right now, credit's wide open as we know it.
Sure.
And because it's wide open, meaning that anybody can access anybody's credit and grant them credit, then it makes it easy for identity thieves to do the exact same thing. Whereas if credit was locked, if it was frozen, meaning that if your credit was password protected so that only you could access it and you can grant authorization or to those who you wanted to access it, then that would solve the problem. But to lock down credit would mean that things like instant credit would be gone, because that would, you know, instant credit means instant identity theft as we know it. Anybody can, you know, go into a retailer, fill out an application, get instant credit under your name. That would affect the bottom line of a retailer. So they spend millions and millions of dollars to prevent the consumer from getting that necessary protection. Banks, the exact same thing. Millions and millions have spent in that way. And, this problem could be stopped, but, you know, special interests.
Oh, of course. But that's the name of the game on Capitol Hill. All right, so what should people be doing that I think some people are good at realizing they have to do whatever they can to protect their identity. But you know it. People are slow to catch up to the game. So what are the first couple of things people need to do?
Well, we've heard, you know, a number of times, you know, protect your Social Security number. Mm-hmm. And while that, you know, is something that you should do and you shouldn't just give it out to anybody, it's very difficult to do on your own. But there are some things that you can and should do. For one thing, you know, they say shred. Certainly shred your information. Shred any throwaway data. And basically what that's preventing is account takeover. So if you shred a bank statement, that's preventing a criminal from getting your bank statement in your trash, prevents them from accessing your bank account. That prevents account takeover. Shredding credit card bills and all that stuff. And then also, you should, you know, protect your PC. Make sure your computer is protected. Make sure you have antivirus and spyware. Make sure your wireless connection to the internet is locked down. Make sure your firewall is set up and all that stuff. Make sure you're not going to rogue websites and simply just entering your credit card information or personal information to a rogue website you're not familiar with, not responding to emails that you receive from your bank saying that you have to update your account, or even from a retailer offering these too-good-to-be-true discounts, asking for your credit card information, all basic common sense stuff. But then there's a few things that consumers may not know about. One thing that you should do is consider something called a fraud alert. A fraud alert is something that you can get that basically puts a flag on your credit for 90 days. Mm-hmm. And you can re-up this fraud alert as well. And so anytime anybody tries to open up a new account under your name, that fraud alert will prompt that retailer or that lender to call you first to basically verify that you are in fact with a person that is attempting to open up this new account. Now, a fraud alert is a good thing, but then again, it expires after 90 days. Another thing that you can do is a credit freeze. And a credit freeze is something that you can do on your own that requires a little bit of your time, requires a little bit of understanding of technology, not so much, but enough that you have to go online, you have to search state security freeze laws, right? Just state security freeze laws, search that out. You'll find a website called consumersunion.org, and you click on your state, and it'll show you exactly what you need to do on your own to freeze your credit. Now, credit should be frozen across the board. I mean, there's no question about that. It should be locked down. It's wide open. But you can do it individually on your own. Most people don't even know what a credit freeze is. Do you have a credit freeze yourself?
No.
Yeah, that's something that everybody should do on your own. And then go lock your credit down, and that prevents new account fraud. It prevents somebody from getting your social. Even if they get your social, they can't open up a new account under your name. Mm. And then the last thing that you do, which it requires a little bit of investment, an annual investment of like $100, is invest in identity theft protection. All these companies out there that are providing identity theft protection all generally do something similar, something the same. What Intellius does is we search the internet 24 hours a day looking for your information. We alert you to that. We monitor your credit reports. Credit report monitoring is a really good thing, because what happens is, let's just say you go to apply for a credit card, right?
Sure.
You apply for a credit card, and you know what happens is that credit is you're authorizing via that application for somebody to check your credit. When your credit is being checked, credit monitoring basically will alert you to the fact that somebody's looking at your credit report right now, that American Express or Discovery or Visa or MasterCard is looking at your credit report right now. So now you have the name of the issuing bank faxed to you or emailed to you. If you weren't the one that authorized that transaction, You make a phone call, you say, hey, this is the actual person who, you know, is the stakeholder of that social security number, the person who apparently somebody's trying to open up an account under my name. I don't want that to happen. So you can shut that down before it becomes a problem for you. Without having monitoring of your credit reports 24 hours a day, in knowing if there are actually entities out there, utilities, lenders, creditors, and so forth, accessing your credit, then you're just, you know, kind of driving blind. You don't know what's ahead. And your credit these days is your financial health. If you have bad credit, you're going to have a hard time getting a job. You're going to have a hard time getting into schools, having a hard time getting loans for cars and homes and even employment, you know, an apartment as well. So that said, credit monitoring in this day and age is a really effective way to keep tabs on what's going on. If I have the ability to make sure that my credit is good 24 hours a day, that nobody's accessing it, I would want that. I mean, if I had a website that I could go to every day and look at that, that's a really good thing, because in this day and age, you are looked upon and judged based on your credit scores. If you have bad credit, you're not going to get the job because you seem to be irresponsible. That's where we're at today.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. All great stuff that you're just telling us. Now, we're almost out of time, unfortunately, but before we fly, Robert, what made you get into this? I mean, you're deep into this. I know you had a company that you were doing similar things. What got you into this?
I'm obsessed with this issue. I was hacked in the mid-90s. My small business was hacked. I lost all kinds of money in credit card fraud. Product went out the door. I saw how easy identity theft was back then. A few years later, in the late 90s, a good friend of the family, a female, her identity was stolen by someone. She got a phone call, your curtains are ready at JCPenney. We found out who did it. It was a woman who had 45 prior convictions for fraud, right?
Wow.
We called the police. They didn't do anything. We eventually got somebody's attention. They caught this woman. She was a career criminal. When she was finally convicted for stealing my friend's identity in 1998, she received a 1-year suspended sentence, okay? She got a slap on the wrist. I said to myself, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And I've been speaking on it. I've been writing on it ever since. And I've seen it just get worse and worse and worse every single year. People, you know, they have an idea, but they're not doing enough. You got to invest in yourself. You got to protect yourself. You have to read up on this stuff. You got to read articles. You got to search this on the internet. You have to know exactly what you're doing to protect yourself, because identity thieves and hackers, they are fully ramped up, and they're knocking down 10 million people a year.
Yeah, boy, great advice to get to invest and to get some protection from identity theft. Robert, thanks. We'll talk to you again in the future here in America Tonight. You were terrific.
See us online at Intellius.com. Thanks so much.
All right, Intellius.com, some great advice. And go to the website, and if you surf around it, you'll see some of the things that Robert was talking about. All right, on the flip side, we're sticking with the Internet, but we're going to talk to Scott Fox about what's going on in his world. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
And on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
Oh, he's one of my favorite guests here on America Tonight, Scott Fox. He's an entrepreneur. You know him from Internet Riches, E-Riches 2.0, and a zillion other things. He's an author, a speaker, and just an all-around good guy, and I love what he's doing now. I got a note the other day about this and about having him on the show, and I thought, of course, we are all over this. 12 Days of Christmas Charity tweet-a-thon. He's going to have to explain. I know we're ushering him in right now from the very fancy plush green room that we have. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Kate. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, the 12 days, did you love that 12 days of Christmas, by the way?
Yes. Excellent choice.
I love the thing that you're doing, the 12 days of Christmas charity tweet-a-thon. Explain that to the listeners.
Sure. Well, I'm jealous of the version of the song you found. I've got one for the tweet-a-thon. It's not quite that funny. But anyway, yes, so we're doing it's a charity thing. As your listeners may remember, I'm an online marketing guy and an e-commerce author, and I'm running a charity, like a telethon. It's a daily webcast for 12 days where we're raising money for charity through my website at scottfox.com. But we're also doing it through Twitter. So it's a telethon and a tweet-a-thon. And the idea is to raise money for kids for college scholarships for at-risk youth, but also to show to small business owners that these online marketing tools that I talk about in my books are easy to use and can be fun, and they're free.
Yep, exactly. It's taking advantage, and that's what, you know, the next year, and I think the tail end of this year certainly has been, or actually most of this year, I think the last time we were talking about this, now more than ever, people are starting their own things, and you have to have a website that's that's working, that's sort of your calling card anymore. I mean, that's just a basic thing, isn't it, at this point?
You bet. I mean, if you're not on the web these days, it's like back in the 20th century, not being in the phone book. You just got to be there because that's where the customers are.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Isn't that the truth? All right, so you have all kinds of things going on. Last time I just looked at your website the other day. You have, and I'm veering away from the tweet-a-thon for a second to talk about clickmillionaires.com.
Oh, sure.
Explain that. We all want to click and be a millionaire. You know that, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's why I started. Thanks for asking. Click Millionaires is actually my private coaching service. It's a membership-only site that I started because my books, people like my books. They've been in a bunch of languages, you know, worldwide, as you know. But books only come out every couple of years, and people want more. It boils down to people don't have a place to ask a question. Like, you can spend thousands of dollars on a lot of these guru sort of products and stuff,
right.
and a lot of people are smart enough to figure this out, but they get stuck. So anyway, Click Millionaires is my private site where people can pay. It's a monthly subscription thing, and that's where this idea actually came from. I was helping my members, and I found a good way to help the members, actually, was to do a weekly video office hours where I just show, we do a webcast that the members can watch by video, and I can answer their questions in real time. So if they're stuck in their businesses with marketing questions or e-commerce strategy questions, I can help them out, just like office hours, like when you're in school with a professor. So that's where this came from. And I was using that tool. I said, this is really cool. And it's Christmas. What can I do that would be better and bigger? And I thought, well, this is Christmas. We should give something away. I said, well, let's put it all together. And that's what the tweet-a-thon is. It's a daily video webcast of me taking online marketing questions. And for every question that's asked, I'll give a dollar to charity. And for every person who's on Twitter that will repeat the message out to their followers and drive people to the show to give more money, I will also donate a dollar. So I'm personally giving away thousands of dollars here to drive traffic and try to raise more money for the children.
So the live questions, like you just said, giving away the money and the prizes and all that stuff to the people who participate by asking questions. Now, to ask questions, do they also have to be, well, they're just tweeting you questions, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. We've done 2 days so far. We've got a bunch of questions via Twitter. They can also go, the place to find this, and by the way, it's 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, every weekday for the next 2 weeks. So, and the URL is scottfoxshow.com. So at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific at scottfoxshow.com. So you can watch the show there and you'll see me live talking just like I am now. And there's a chat room there that you can ask questions there or you can do Twitter. And then we found, of course, that there's a lot of people who aren't quite on Twitter yet. They're just still curious about it. So we also arranged that if you go to, scottfoxshow.com and you just sign up for my email newsletter and you say referred by and you write tweet-a-thon, then we'll give the money that way too. So that way you don't have to already be on Twitter. You might just be coming to learn about Twitter, and that way we want you to be included too.
How's it, just 2 days, how's it going so far?
Oh, it's going great. It's a lot of fun. We have funny people, and I'm not this smart, but I actually picked a time zone. It's amazing, Kate, that the Internet is so international, so we have a bunch of people from the U.S. and Canada, not surprisingly, because it's the middle of our day. But we had people from Austria and France and England, and then people from New Zealand and Australia. I mean, it's like this great big group of people all showing up, and people have been bringing in more prizes, too. So I should say we've got prizes. We've got Amazon Kindle, one of those flip mini camcorders, dozens of books, my books and other books, some jewelry just came in. There's all kinds of stuff to give away too. So
you know what?
I
want to give you something. I want to put a cell phone out there. I've got a cell phone. Say America Tonight's donating a cell phone. I've got a Sprint cell phone.
Oh,
brand
that's
new.
Fantastic, Kate. Thank you. That's really cool. So I'd be happy to do that. Okay, great.
Let's put that out there too. I think it's great that you're doing that. I hope that you raise a lot of money for charity. The whole Twittering thing, the phenomenon of that, and you and I have talked about this before, along with Facebook, it's just amazing. To me it is, the explosion of just how big it feels like this momentum has taken off in the last really 6 months, even though it's been around before that.
Right, I agree, and I think that's actually, as I mentioned, that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. A lot of people see this wave, and I think they're feeling drowned by it. You know, you try to surf the wave, but they've been swamped by it. But this shows you that you can do this, and you've watched these webcasts. This is not some big Hollywood production. It's me at my desk and a microphone, and we're just talking, and that's all you have to do and you can do this for your own businesses too. And I think anybody that's listening that has a business or is in sales or marketing, these tools, don't be intimidated. You can get out there and do this too, and ideally make some money and give your share back to charity as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Online marketing and e-business, what kind of questions have you been getting? I mean, from the most basic questions to things that are a little more intricate?
Yeah, absolutely. Some people have been asking about, like, how to launch a website, both in terms of the technology, but also in terms of how to market a new website. Other people are asking, as you mentioned, Facebook. They've been asking how to operate a business presence on Facebook because, you know, Facebook is really designed for individuals more than businesses, so it's a little bit confusing how to do it for business. And then some people have been asking even more technical stuff. One guy even asked some stuff that I had to stop and look it up because I wasn't sure. I mean, there's all kinds of folks, you know, with different levels of expertise, but the bottom line is this is a place to ask questions, and I know a lot of people get stuck, and that's what I want to do. I, you know, I give the profits from my books to charity anyway, so it's really my mission to try to help people understand there's a big opportunity for anybody that's interested in being involved. So and on these 12 days we'll do it Christmas style and give away a bunch of stuff so that you can get your questions answered and maybe win some stuff, including an America Tonight cell phone.
Absolutely. All right, and so here's the thing too, also, you know, talking about giving the money to the charities, part of this is a bunch of the money is going to go for college scholarships for all these kids. There's a lot of kids who I'm sure desperately need it. You know, it's funny, yesterday, I guess it was, I was watching one of the college football games, and they had two kids competing, throwing the football through this little round hole that was on the field. And I thought the girl was going to jump out of her skin. She got $125,000 for a scholarship. And
wow.
You and I know that now at this point, back when we went to school, it wasn't ridiculous how much it cost you. If you don't get an athletic scholarship or you don't get an academic scholarship, it's just, Scott, you know this, it's just crazy,
yes,
some of the tuitions.
Right, the prices have just been going up like crazy. Even what used to be affordable to public schools, the state schools, are ridiculously expensive. And at the same time, you increasingly need that education to compete. So it's a real tough equation for young people these days. And I particularly, this program, I've been doing this myself for about 15 years. I work with disadvantaged high school students who, you know, from at-risk backgrounds, who are quite often the first generation to go to college, and they don't really have any role models. Not only no money, but no role models, and they don't know how to do this even. So we work with them, not just money, but to try to mentor and you know, inspire them that this is achievable for them, which,
yeah,
I think is an important cause.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I have a personal question to ask you. So if people go to scottfox.com, they can see, you know, everything about you. And you also have the cover of E-Riches 2.0. Is that your house on the cover?
People ask me that all the time. It's funny. It's not. I do have a big deck like that, but I think that's a stock shot. That even funnier, the cover of my first book, there's a middle-aged guy in a convertible. People always ask me if that's me. It's like, no, that's not me either.
I knew the convertible one wasn't you, but when I saw the house, I was like, I am going out to Los Angeles because I have to check out that house.
Yeah,
so
not,
cool.
Not quite.
All right, so everybody can go to scottfoxshow.com. They can check that out, and I encourage, there are so many people that listen to the show that have their own businesses. This would be great for all of you guys listening to us in South Carolina, in Illinois, in Connecticut, in Kentucky, in St. Louis, all over the place. They, you know, you call, we're talking about business. This is he's the guy to go to. So it's noon Pacific, and just figure it out from there. So 3:00 Eastern.
That's right. Exactly right. Monday through Friday, both this week and next week. And this is not happening forever. It's only 12 days of Christmas. So if it sounds interesting, please do join us tomorrow or as soon as you can.
All right, Scott. Thanks.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. It's always fun to have you on the show. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks. Nice talking to you. Good night, everybody.
All right, Scott Fox. Again, I think it's terrific what he's doing. If you're totally confused, and you don't know anything about Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, all that kind of stuff, he is so the guy to go to, anything with the social media sites and all that. And it's easy if you have a small business, I don't care what it is, it could be anything. It could be a lawn service. It could be, you know, a cleaning service. It could be a dry cleaners. You have to jump in with some of this because that's where people are getting their information or their coupons or stuff that you might be trying to get, you know, trying to reach them with. You have to get savvy to it. So check out his stuff. Hey, coming up on the flip side, the latest with Tiger Woods. And did somebody nail the score? The mystery will be cleared up next on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
So I had to let that roll a little bit. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight. Now, before we get to the surprise of did anybody nail the score or not, speaking of getting nailed, at this point, I mean, I hate to say it because I know I'm going to get clobbered for this, but I do almost feel, I almost feel badly for Tiger Woods. You know, he stepped into it, and who cares? It's his private life. But I said this before. It's like this rubbernecking thing when you see a traffic accident. Now, I'm good about not doing that because I think it's horrible when people slow down traffic and it's just, it turns out to be fender benders or whatever and there's people on the side of the street. But in this case with Tiger Woods, people are emailing me all the time, texting me about it, and I think it seems so bogus to me because every day there's like a, it's like a body count. Another woman's come forward, and then this woman came forward, and that woman came forward. So now check it out. They're up to six women. The latest one is this, and they're all, of course, bombshells, beautiful, blonde, you know, chesty, let's say, whatever, good figures. And this latest one is somebody named Corey Rist. And she met him in a New York club. So he must have just been hitting the clubs all the time when he was at these golf tournaments. I mean, who knew? And she's saying that he would hook up with her, fly her around the world. And what would happen is he'd get a large suite at a hotel. Then somebody would book her an adjacent room. And that's what would go on. So sometimes it would be her. Sometimes it would be this Jamie Jungers. Sometimes it would be this Mindy Lawton, who's a Florida waitress. Occasionally, I guess she showed up. Then there's Jamie Grubbs. And then there is Kalika Moquin. Because somebody sent me the list, by the way. Otherwise, I would have no clue any of their names, who they were, or what the deal was. So I thought it was funny when Jimmy Kimmel did a little, what they call, man on the street. Went out to the streets to ask people about Tiger Woods. But he didn't just ask people. His camera crew went out and they asked children about Tiger Woods. So I thought that we would sort of lighten the load a little bit and let you hear some snippets of how that went down.
This Tiger Woods story is a big deal on the news and in the gossip magazines, but I was wondering what kids know about it. You know, whether you realize it or not, children hear this stuff, but you wonder how much they really understand. So we sent a camera out on the street today to ask kids, unprompted, if and what they know about Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods was text messaging the magazine people, and then he drove into a tree.
I think Tiger Woods smashed his car into a tree because maybe he wasn't paying attention or the road was slippery.
His wife broke her way out of a car with the golf club and survived.
What Tiger's doing is wrong because he's already married and his wife could get divorced and he could lose millions of dollars.
I don't like Tiger.
All right, that was actually pretty funny stuff, you got to admit, right? So now on to the rest of sports shorts here. We do this thing called Nail the Score. In between all the politics and all of us jumping on our soapboxes to, talk about how enraged we are by whatever's happening on the day, and it seems to be the same carousel that we're going round and round on, important stuff, health care reform, which would affect every single one of us if it is voted yes across the board. In other words, the Senate says yes, it's a full vote, the president of course would sign it, and there you go. And who knows what would be in the actual law once it was all said and done with all the amendments that are being thrown around. But it's getting pretty hot on the Senate floor, so I don't think there's even going to be that vote until after the holidays anyway. But regardless, it does affect every single one of us. It's part of what we've been talking about for a long time on the show. Afghanistan, we're concerned about the troops there. From my point of view, I care about the people that are in the foxhole, so to speak. The men and the women who are giving up whatever's going on in their life with their little babies and kids and parents, etc., to go and fight, to go and be there, because it is a war. If we're invested in it, we're there, and it's a, what, war on terrorists or terrorism? Regardless, it's 8+ years, and now it's cycled around where we're talking about how we're going to pay for it and all the other sort of stuff. So anyway, in the midst of all of that, we do a thing during the football season called Nail the Score, if you haven't heard it, so I don't want to confuse anybody. And it's the third hour on Wednesday. We randomly pick a game of the week in the NFL, and you could hate football. It's like picking lottery numbers, only you don't have to pay your buck. So we announce what the game is, and you tell us who you think is going to win the game and what you think the final score is going to be. This past week, the game was a big game in the NFC East, and it was the Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I watched this game, and the Dallas Cowboys lost. They were ahead at 1.10-0. I picked the Cowboys to win it, and boy, I was way off on this one. I just didn't think the G-men would come through. I wasn't so sure about Eli Manning. They were talking about the fact that he might not play the game. And Dallas, my guess was Dallas 24-17. So that wasn't what happened at all in the end. In the end, the final score was New York beating Dallas 31-24. So we did have some people that picked the G-men to be sure, like Rick in Illinois. He thought 24-17, for example. And there were a few others as well that most seemed to go the way of Dallas. Rick in Kentucky liked the Cowboys 29-17. And, you know, just like a lot of us did, Dr. E in Kentucky liked the Giants 9-6. And boy, like I said, 31-24, what a turn of events there. So Andrew Zellmer was filling in for Matt Johnson, who's off looking for a wife in the desert in Arizona and celebrating his birthday with his friends. And he nailed the score. He said Giants 31-24. Do you believe it? Listen, I didn't even prompt you. I cannot even believe it. Yeah. There he is behind the curtain in Minneapolis. And before the show, I remember I asked him, are you really into sports? Yeah, I doubt. And this is what he said to me. I dabble a bit. So meaning, yeah, it's okay. Take it or leave it. And he flat out nailed the score. Now, of course, he's not eligible for any prizes, but I feel almost guilty because it's so tough to nail the score. And he randomly threw out that guess and he nailed it. How about that, Donovan Madsen? One of your brethren from the rank and file nailed the score. Do you know that I've done this nail the score thing in New York and in Dallas before I did a national show and nobody ever got it?
Well, we here at GCN are certified geniuses.
I suppose so. I cannot believe it. I think it's terrific. You have to pass the congratulations on to him. And maybe I'll send him a little something. A little something-something.
I will
barbecue
let him
sauce.
Know.
I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. I am stunned. I am stunned that he nailed the score. So how about that? All right, a couple other quick things to throw out to you. I think I mentioned this already, but just so you know, for any of you college football fans out there, because there is that pride when you live in an area where a certain team is playing. Alabama and Texas play for the whole thing. That's right. They're playing for the national title. So that's a big deal for Texas fans and for Roll Tide fans because they have avid alumni base and also people who just like to root for them that are from that area. Iowa is taking on Georgia Tech. That's the Orange Bowl. For the Fiesta Bowl, you have Boise State and TCU. The Sugar Bowl is Cincinnati and Florida. The Rose Bowl is Ohio State and Oregon for all of you fans out there rooting in that direction. So it is bowl season coming up right around the bend. You know what? This is a great trivia question. What do you think the first bowl of the season is? It's December 19th. There's actually a couple. The New Mexico Bowl and the St. Petersburg Bowl. The St. Petersburg Bowl, for all you fans in Jersey, is Rutgers versus UCF. The New Mexico Bowl is Wyoming versus Fresno State. Remember, you can send your emails to americatonight.net.
I don't like tigers.